Oh, hi neighbor, how are you? I'm good. I'm good. I just thought I'd stop by this evening and I wanted to let you know that I am going to be moving. No, Roger's gonna stay there. We are actually getting a divorce. No, it's okay. It was a long time coming. But before I leave, I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you did for me. While I lived here, you were so helpful all the time, like helping me rake or getting me unstuck in the snowbank that last year. That was extremely helpful. Yeah, he has the kids tonight, so that's gonna be a new adjustment. Having free weekends, that'll be nice, but I'm gonna miss them and I'm gonna miss you. I don't know, just had a way of brightening my day, even just driving by, waving at me, smiling. Yeah, so, anyways. Oh, you don't have to invite me in. That's okay. I have to get going. Are you sure? I mean, yeah, I suppose we could talk a little bit. Yeah. Thanks. So I do have one more thing I need to probably tell you. I always kind of had a little crush on you. I mean, can you blame me? You're outside mowing your lawn without your shirt on. You have an amazing body. It's kind of hard not to notice. And you've just always been super respectful and sweet to me. So that like adds double to the crush that I have on you. You had a crush on me too. I mean, yeah, you're a really good guy, and you didn't make moves on me because I was married. So, I'm not anymore. I am your divorced, sexy MILF neighbor that's now sitting here in your living room with you, fully confessing her crush to you. Yeah, that's who I am. Do you think you want to do anything about that? Oh yeah, what do you have in mind? I can come closer. Yeah, you can kiss me. Please. Take me to your bedroom. Oh.